Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster, and let's hear it for the D'Souza family for a wonderful prelude. And in advance, thanks to Steve and the choir, because I've heard a lot of the music that's in today, and it's absolutely marvelous and wonderful. You are in for a treat. And we have something really exciting to do first. Julie Ryan, would you come up, please? Y'all know that we have been helping out Indwell for many years now. It took us a long time to get this all put together and going. We started in September, but we now finally have an official number for our, come on up here. And y'all know that Julie works for Indwell and is a member here. So we have a final number for this year. What do you think?
Wow. $13,380.
We got to get in the picture here. Now, I'm reasonably certain you can't cash that check, but you can keep it, okay? I think the money's already gone through. And I probably should have looked this up. I would guesstimate that in the last 3 or 4 years, we're well over $30,000 that this parish has given to Indwell. So that's a marvelous thing. So we have baby news. The choir will all know this already, I'm sure. Victoria Piovesen had a little girl right on time, apparently on the day of. That's about all I know other than her name is Emery. Right? I got that right? Yep. On Facebook. So obviously her and Nick are at home enjoying their lovely newborn. A few other things just to touch on as we go along. Make sure everybody is aware. Hannah Scorer has now been appointed half-time missioner to Indigenous ministries in the diocese, so she'll be working with Archdeacon Rosalind Elm in all Indigenous ministries in the diocese. The other half of her job will be at Oneida Muncie. So, as was always the plan in her contract, her time here at St. James will end on the 31st of December. Hannah will be here for the 4 o'clock service on Christmas Eve if you want to see her one more time before she goes. The bishop has also appointed the interns, Kevin and Ken. We got Kevin, Ken, and Keith. I guess it's the other way around. Keith leaving and Kevin and Ken coming in. So Kevin Dixon and Ken Anderson will be looking after the interim beginning on January the 1st. Now, I'm pretty sure everybody knows the two of you, but just stand up anyway so that everybody will. Those few people who may not know the two of them, you now are connected to them. So they'll be looking after things beginning on January the 1st. Our Christmas schedule is the last thing that I want to talk about, and it's pretty traditional. The 4 o'clock family and children's service with Hannah and Jerry and Laura looking after that. Then the 7 o'clock service is the jazz mass, and as Steve and I were joking, 37 musicians wanted to play something. 38 musicians wanted to play, so he's had lots of interest, and we did a little bit of it last year, but my first 2 years here, the attendance was north of 450 people both times. I think there was one that was well north of 500 people. So hopefully people will come back out. There'll be lots of people here to enjoy. And then the choir will be again center stage at 10 o'clock on Christmas Eve night with the late night Christmas choral communion. On Christmas Day at 10 a.m., Adam Corrigan Holowitz is going to sing and Steve's going to play. And for the last time, I will celebrate and preach here. So anybody that wants to come and say goodbye is welcome. But I'm pretty sure you'll all be at home in your jammies and with your new Christmas presents and enjoying all those good things. But you are all invited. Lessons and carols this morning. Jerry Adam, John Seislin, and myself will lead the service. It's all music and scripture readings and some other readings. We did it last year and everybody loved it, so we're going to do it again. First thing we do is invite Jerry to lead us in the Advent wreath lighting.
In the name of Christ, who was, is, and shall be, grace and peace.
Yeah. Love shines in the darkness. It sings in the shadows. It will not cower and cannot be contained.
Love was the hope of the saints, the call of the prophets. It was the fire in the belly of John the Baptist.
Love was in the faith of John's mother Elizabeth and in the courage of Jesus' mother Mary.
Lamp in the window, beacon on the hill, star in the night sky. Love, you lead us home.
We light a candle for love.
Light to splinter darkness, hope to lift the soul, peace to ring the changes, grace resounds for all. Night, the time for birthing, stars to guide us on, angels' voices singing, joining with our song. Come and see the newborn, come with newfound joy, come for heaven's rejoicing, Mary's infant boy.
Oh, yeah. Please be seated. Let us pray. God of our darkest nights and brightest days, fill us with your hope as we celebrate with joyful hearts the birth of Christ. May familiar words speak to us with a new voice, and may the song of Bethlehem reach into our hearts. This we ask in the name of Jesus, light of the world. Amen.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph. Of the house of David, the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and he said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Dreams fill these Christmas stories. Dreams of blessing. Dreams of warning. Dreams of reassurance. Real dreams. In our world of ordered common sense, dreams are often forgotten in the morning light. But Nativity invites us to open hearts and souls and dream. And in our dreaming, we may find the manger child reaching out to us.
Oh,
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Entrusted to your care to nurse and raise this infant one. Entrusted to your care a child for now to protect and hold. Entrusted to your care into your safekeeping for childhood days ahead. Entrusted to your care in joys and deepest sorrows. You'll be there. Entrusted to your care for now. And then in time to come, with outstretched arms, he will declare your care entrusted to another. For now, the first moment will be remembered before tears flow.
Thank you.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
So there we are then, all that fuss, bright lights in the sky, angels' wings causing such commotion, and for what? So here we are then, all that effort spent hill-walking to stable door with no more to see than this. Then here we are. Can we believe in such a rudimentary scene lies one whose presence should cause such almighty fuss? But here we are then. Tired she looks, and he no less exhausted. Perhaps they weren't expecting visits quite so soon. So now we go then. Our visit done, back to the sheepy shrubland and cold night air, to share our story there.
Thank you.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to be shepherd to my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go also and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
"Where is he?" we asked the king in splendid palace dwelling. We traveled far beneath the star whose light was onward calling. "When morning comes, I'll tell you, but now you're here as guests. Enjoy the feast and find release and let your bodies rest." "Where is he?" the king inquired from royal advisors wise. "In David's town, we do believe the new Lord will arise." "Then I must pay him homage," the king with smile replied. "Please tell me when you found him and where this newborn lies." He must have thought us so naive to listen to his voice, but years of star-led traveling brings wisdom, insight, choice. Fast we left the royal presence. Fast we journeyed on. Fast the star that filled the sky moved on before the dawn. Then, by its light, the child we found. No palace rest for him. And having given all we'd brought, we left without a sound. Within his mother's arms, held tight and blessed by a father's inner sight, the child is safe until he grows, until his love and grace is known, until the powerful are brought to find in him their wealth, their words, their mind, mere nothings now before his light. Power may be found in palaces, in lies and twisted truth, but wisdom's presence needs no show, no pomp, no force, for us to know that here beneath the starlit glow, true love lies waiting here below.
Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Let us pray. And trusting God, we rejoice that you gave the care of your Son to Mary and Joseph. We pray for those in our world who have been entrusted with the care of children and who fear for the present and the future. May your word speak into the hearts of this world with love. And trusting God, be born in our hearts and in your world. And trusting God, we recall the worship of shepherds and magi. We thank you for those who listen for the voices of angels and who are open to the message of the star. We pray for those who struggle with faith and for those who would love to have faith. May your word speak into the hearts of this world with hope. And trusting God, be born in our hearts and in your world. And trusting God, we rejoice that your word has come amongst us. We pray for peoples and congregations who witness to the word made flesh. Enable us to be faithful in our worship and in our service, that your faith in us may find fulfillment. May your word speak into the hearts of this world with faith. And trusting God, be born in our hearts and in your world. And trusting God, forgive us that so often we welcome Christ in the manger, but fail to see him in our midst. Open our eyes to welcome him in the homeless and the lonely, in those for whom justice never seems to come, in those oppressed by others and whose hope is lost. Forgive us when we turn away. As we rejoice at the stable door, renew our commitment to travel with the child born in the manger as he challenges your world today. May your word speak into the hearts of this world with hope, and trust in God, be born in our hearts and in your world. Amen.
Now the Savior Christ has taught us we are bold to say.
before the final blessing, some words of thanks to Steve and the choir. A job, as always, excellent, outstanding, wonderful. To the D'Souza family for their additions to the musics today. Thank you. To Jerry and John for helping in leading the service. Yesterday, we had a funeral here at St. James for Ada Edwards. The way that it all configured for her funeral to be here would take me an hour to explain. But there's a whole lot of food was left over, and guess who they gave it to? Us. So there will be lunch and goodies and snacks, and there's a huge bouquet of flowers that were given in Ada's honor that are in the hall as well. So please join us for coffee, snacks, lunch, whatever. There'll be lots and a chance to be together and to wish each other a Merry Christmas. May the grace of God, star-forming Creator, and the love of Christ born among us, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit opening hearts and lives to hope and joy, be with us this day, this Christmas time, and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you. Thanks so much for playing with us.
Thank you for playing.